Okay. All right, colleagues, we are now moving on to item number 212.
Appeal on behalf of the Pearl District Neighborhood Association against Design Commission's decision of approval for design review with modifications and concurrent greenway review for the Fremont Apartments, a 17-story mixed-use building at 1650 Northwest NATO Parkway, LU16-278-621-DZMGW.
Very good. And at this point, I'd like to turn this over to legal counsel, who will walk us through the procedures for today.
Sure. So we had a hearing on this a few weeks ago, and since that time, there was an open record period through February 28th that closed at 5 p.m. A number of pieces of testimony and evidence were received during that time. There was a second time period ending March 6th yesterday at 5 p.m. for rebuttal. During that time, there were three submissions, one from the applicant's attorney, one from the appellant's attorney. A third submittal was copies of five books and a letter describing that book. It's pretty clear that a book is new evidence, and so counsel may not consider or must reject that and not include that in the record, and any portions of the letter that pertain to new evidence also need to be not considered in counsel's decision. Today, there are a couple of procedural things before we can begin deliberation, which is counsel expressed that they were not going to take testimony but merely wanted to deliberate today. Commissioner Fritz was not here at the last hearing, and so I think she's going to represent on the record that she has reviewed the record and is prepared to participate today. And then the mayor needs to run through the conflict of interest ex parte language. So I think
very good. Commissioner Fritz, did you want to start?
Yeah, I wanted to first thank the council clerk, Carla Moore-Love, for getting the video of the proceedings posted within a day or two of the hearing. That was really helpful. Couldn't quite figure out how to get the link download, so I actually taped it onto my iPad so that I could watch it on the plane on the way back from visiting my mother in England. So that's by far the most interesting or unusual way that I have reviewed the record in the 10 years I've been on the council. But I did review the entire written record of the council documents as well as that. I don't have any ex parte contacts to report. My staff did not meet with any of the parties, and neither did I. I have had discussions with Commissioner Fish and Mayor Wheeler since I got back on the procedural grounds of this appeal.
So Commissioner Fritz is declaring an ex parte contact. Does anybody have any questions about that with her? Terrible English. Jeez. Very good. Do any other members of the council wish to declare ex parte contacts? I do. Commissioner Fritz and I had a conversation about the procedure of this hearing. Does anybody have any questions of me about that? Very good. Does any other council member have any ex parte contacts that they'd like to disclose? Has any member of the council visited the site since our last meeting? No member of the council has visited the site. Do any members of the council have any other matters that need to be discussed before we begin today's proceedings? No member of the council does. So with that, we will continue. So legal counsel, could you lay out then the question before us today?
So you have an appeal that you had been presented a slide as part of the PowerPoint presentation that laid out your options, which is you may approve the appeal, which would result in denying the application. You could deny the appeal and approve the application with the conditions that were approved by the Design Commission. You could also deny the appeal and approve the application with additional conditions. I believe staff could confirm those were the only options on the table.
Very good. Colleagues, any thoughts?
To dive into the discussion now?
Let's dive in. Commissioner Fritz.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the council letting me go first because I didn't have the opportunity to ask any questions last time, although I would have to say that you all asked the questions that I would have asked, in particular Commissioner Udaly's questions at the end regarding the modifications. I think she very clearly ran down all of the things that were being asked to be changed from the development standards. Commissioner Fish identified the pinch point on the Greenway as a significant concern. So at the outset, I want to be clear that I don't consider the view from the Fields Park to be at all germane to this discussion. There isn't a scenic or a view corridor from Fields Park that was identified, nor is there an amendment on that at the Central City 2035 plan that we're going to be discussing this afternoon. The view corridor along Northwest 12th is being maintained. And so I think from the piece about the view from Fields Park is really not at all germane to the discussion. What is of concern to me is the development itself and the Greenway, because the Greenway is the significant public benefit that's involved in this site. So I learned on reviewing the record, particularly the Design Commission's decision, that there is a partition that's currently, so that it's a larger site that is currently being divided. That's not germane to this particular question either, because we have to make our decision based on are the approval criteria met or are they not met. So, but the fact that there's so many modifications being asked, particularly on things like setbacks and landscaping, when there is in fact a bigger property that there's no need to have a 2-foot setback rather than a 5-foot setback, that's one of the things. I've actually handed out to council and to the council clerk and the city attorney. I've gone through the findings and the decision. And the pieces that are really concerning to me, as I said, were what Commissioner, I think everybody was given this. Did you get by your staff? I've got a couple of extra copies here. It looks like everybody else is good. We've got enough. So the heights, the rooftop mechanical equipment going up, yes, it's allowed to, but it's also larger than is standard, than the 10%. It's going to be 73%. So there's no reason why there couldn't be a floor lower and get within the standards. The bicycle parking being spaced at 1 foot 4 inches rather than 2 foot 6 inches. There's a reason we have these standards. I actually went out and measured the Bike Town bikes, and their handlebars are approximately 1 foot 11 inches wide. So how you would be able, and they're not, they are somewhat clunky bikes, but they're not unusually clunky bikes. So it just seems to me that bikes are not going to fit, or it's going to be very difficult to maneuver them into a space of 1 foot 4 inches. And then to hang them vertically, that in itself is challenging, especially for somebody like me who might be able to ride the bike, but in order to lift it up is going to need a bit more maneuvering room. The really important ones, the length of the facades above 100 feet to exceeding 120 feet in length, that's important. Allowing 50% of the plaza area on the north side to be covered by shadows at noon. It's 84% will be in shadow. And the Design Commission's decision says, oh, but at 1 o'clock, it's only going to be 70-something, or I forget what the percentage was, but that's not what the standard is. The standard is 50% at noon. And so 84% of the plaza being in shadow at noon is problematic. The setbacks, there's a diagram in the record of the diagonal, which is in the current code, that is required for the portions of the building over 35 feet in height to extend, are not allowed to extend into the setback area, and they do. And the same at the top of the building. And so that's going to mean that there's unacceptable towering over the Greenway. I don't know if it's all right for me to just continue going through this list of things.
Sure.
The maximum building dimensions to allow the building dimension to be 230 foot instead of 200. To allow the landscaping to be ground cover and low shrubs instead of trees. We have a tree code. We want trees to be planted. We don't want buildings to be built right up to the property line, because what we've got here is a property line that is going to be 2 feet away, and it says in the record that then the other building is going to potentially also be built right up to the property line, and that's not going to allow really any significant landscaping or maintenance of that landscaping to survive. The approval criteria for this, so the modifications, I think, all indicate that this application, this proposal, is trying to do too much on a site that's just not doesn't have that capacity. It could have the capacity in a different configuration. I didn't agree with the concerns about site area, and besides which, as I said, there's a bigger site anyway, so that could be managed or conditioned. But the approval criteria for design review are, I think, not met. And I got this from the dissenting paragraph of the design commissioner who voted against the proposal. She outlined the different approval criteria for design review that she did not believe would be met. The ones that I'm particularly concerned about are A1, integrate the river, and A11, link the river to the community. The river is the main feature of this site, and to have a greenway that's only, 13 feet or something, or the pathway at the pinch point, doesn't celebrate the river. It doesn't have a project that celebrates the river and contributes to setting centres of interest and activity that focuses on the Willamette. This whole development focuses on the development rather than on the Willamette. It doesn't, A3, respect the Portland block structures. As I said, it doesn't have the 200-foot block pattern. This development is going to set a precedent, and I think it's not the precedent of height. With all due respect to the folks in the Neighbourhood Association, you and I fought that battle in the comprehensive plan. We lost. The height is going to go up, and in a future development, the heights will be even bigger than is being allowed here. But what matters to me is the greenway and the block pattern, and I think we need to, that's the precedent that is really important here. The pedestrian linkages, A31, orienting integrated open spaces and trails that physically and physically link the river and or surrounding neighbourhoods. Yes, the plaza's nice, although I personally would have had it on the other side, would have made it even better. But it's the greenway that's not an integrated open space and trail that, once the adjacent properties are developed with 50-foot greenways, it's going to look really pinched. And I don't know if anybody's been to the Avalon, which is in South Waterfront, where the greenway is 25 feet and there's a restaurant with an outside patio outside it. It's really unpleasant. It's unpleasant to be on the trail where you feel like you're walking through somebody's dining area. It's really I've actually visited that, and it's unpleasant to have sweaty people running past within, 4 feet of where you're trying to have a nice dinner. So I just don't think that that's the as a model for a 25-foot greenway with a restaurant backing onto it, that particular example doesn't work, and I don't see that this one is going to work either. Findings for A3 and A31, the placement of the building on the southern property line was an area of concern. Incorporating the water features. Now, this is A53. Incorporating water features and take cues from the river, the bridges, and the historic industrial character in the design of structures and or open space. There are no water features in this proposal other than the stormwater planters, which are fairly utilitarian. The application says that the river is the water feature. Well, if it were, then we wouldn't need this particular design guideline to say that we need additional water features. Similarly, A54, integrate works of art. There are no works of art other than benches, which are apparently very nice benches. But I don't think that that was what was meant by having public works of art, particularly in a significant site like this. I appreciated Patricia Gardner's testimony that the Fields is supposed to be a neighbourhood park. It's supposed to want the glimpse of the Fremont Bridge from the park is supposed to draw people to the greenway. Once you get there, you want a place there. And the plaza on the side isn't the place that I think is the most important. It's the greenway that's the most important. So C11, increasing river view opportunities. There's not really a particular area on the greenway that could be said to be a river viewing opportunity. And I already went into the shadow issue. To expand, the North Pool sub-area open shadow standard is intended to allow for adequate amounts of light and air in addition to providing opportunities for active and passive recreation, visual relief, increasing options for pedestrian circulation. So how you can say have more shadow, better meeting a standard which is requiring less shadow, I just found that quite confounding in the Design Commission's recommendation. So for these reasons, I recommend denial and approval of the appeal.
Very good. And I just want to make clear, we could have staff come back up. Is that correct or no?
To to the extent that you were to ask staff questions that elicited new evidence, you'd have to allow people to respond to that new evidence. So I would exercise
great
extreme
diligence.
Caution.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make that clear. Very good. So, and are there any other perspectives, or Commissioner, would you like to make a motion? Commissioner Fish, then Commissioner Daly.
Well, Commissioner Daly, you want to make a comment?
The only item that I have a comment on is the shade. If memory serves me, and it may not. I thought that the response was the criteria was met at 1 p.m. So the 50% at 1 p.m., but you're saying you don't think that's the case.
Well, the standard is at noon.
Yeah.
And so also when you think about it, most people are going to be out at noon wanting to enjoy a sunny spring day in April, which is when the standard again is. By 1 o'clock, a lot of people have gone back to work. So there's a reason that the standard is specific rather than just at any time of the day is there less shade.
Okay.
So that was why I'm concerned about that.
Okay. Commissioner Fish?
Well, Mayor and colleagues, when we have these challenging and difficult cases, they end up being close calls. And it has been my habit during my service on the council to listen carefully to my colleagues when I have significant doubts about a matter before us. And I generally listen especially carefully to Commissioner Fritz because, after all, she previously served on the Planning Commission. And under the prior mayor, she and Mayor Hales were often the people with the deepest life experience around the issues that we were grappling with. I am particularly pleased that Commissioner Fritz began her comments today by taking height off the table. And the truth is that we had a lot of testimony in the hearing around height. But I think what we all recognize is that if this project were not going forward and were instead filed a year or two from now, under the new rules approved by the council, it could actually be a taller building. And I in fact raised that with the attorney for the appellant, who said that his clients were fully aware that was, a potential consequence of one of the routes we might take. So I think we all have our eyes open, and I appreciate that Commissioner Fritz has essentially said that's not the primary focus of her analysis, and nor is it the primary focus of mine. You know, as Amanda went through the various requests for modification and the concerns that she has, and then also brought Julie Livingston, the chair, into the conversation through her the objection that, the dissent that she filed, I was reminded of one of the famous lines from Watergate when everyone kept saying, "Where's the smoking gun?" And someone famously said, "Well, the reason we can't find the smoking gun is there's so much smoke in the room." And I think what Commissioner Fritz has done in laying out her concerns is that she's made clear that there are a host of approval criteria that have not been met, that there's no single factor. But in the totality, it does not rise to the level of meeting our standard. I want to highlight specifically the greenway. Now, I know we are not currently operating under a 50-foot greenway standard. That is the future marker that we have established. But I encourage people that care about greenways to go look at some of the different approaches the city has invested in in greenways. And for me, one of the most successful and sometimes criticized approach is the emerging greenway in South Waterfront. Not only does it have sufficient width to accommodate lots of different uses, but it actually is designed so that there are dedicated spaces for bikes and for pedestrians for purposes of safety. A lot of thought went into establishing those setbacks, and if you look at the development around it, I think you can make a very persuasive case that the fact that the buildings are set back even further enhances the experience of the neighborhood, of the residents, and of the whole feeling of the emerging neighborhood. This particular greenway to me is wholly unsatisfactory. And one of the things that got my attention when we had the graphic last time is the choke point at the southern end. And at the southern end, it narrows to a very small entry point where you sort of have to navigate between a wall and a planter. And as someone who likes to ride his bike down by the river and take advantage of those exercises, that is not a successful greenway. That is not a greenway that is contemplating accommodating multiple uses and really is, in my view, in the public interest. The final point that Commissioner Fritz makes that I think is very important, and I think it's a contextual question, is the precedent. There's going to be other development along the river. One of the things we learned last time is there was a challenge in actually identifying buildings that set the precedent for this building. And in fact, we had to cross the river to find one building, and we had to go quite a ways south to find another building. That's not going to be the case in the next 10 years because the other buildings on either side of this development are going to be built out. I think one of the questions and concerns this council should have is, to what standard? What is expected of the other development that becomes the companion development? Because of the issues that Commissioner Fritz has raised, because of my concern specifically about the Greenway and the precedent we're setting for other development along the river, I will support her motion.
Commissioner Fritz, did you put a motion on the table?
I did not, so I move to uphold the appeal and deny the application.
Commissioner Fritz moves. Commissioner Fish seconds.
The
city attorney wants to say something, too.
Oh, very good.
I have been requested by the applicant to at least lay on the table that they have a potential alternate design that pulls the development back further from the Greenway. They would at least like to place on the table whether council would be willing to reopen the record to allow that to be done and would waive any 120-day deadline. Council does not need to... Council has the opportunity. You have an application in front of you. You can make a decision. You have the opportunity. I don't think it would be procedural error for you to reopen the record, but I'm putting it on the table and leaving it at that.
Could I have a few more bullet points on that? Are they proposing to do that today or at a later date?
I believe what it would require is for council to continue the hearing to a later date, at which time, I think we've done this, but not necessarily when we've been in deliberations, but we've done this where we come, let people, go talk amongst yourself or come back with something. It would require reopening everything. So if a new design were to be put on the table, you would need to take testimony on that new design as well.
And the testimony would be limited to the new items brought to the record. Is that correct?
Yes, but I assume it would be fairly broad. I mean, people could testify about all the criteria and how the new design relates to the new criteria.
So the new design would have to not only increase the Greenway, it would have to change the height, it would have to change the setbacks, it would have to change the length of the facades, it would have to change the shadowing on the Greenway, on the plaza. So is the applicant proposing to come back with something that doesn't request any modifications?
It would be a different design that takes the comments they've heard into account, and I'm merely repeating what I've heard.
Wouldn't that design have to then go through design commission before we... I'm a little confused about the sequencing here.
So a new application would need to go through the design commission. This body, under the current code, does not have the opportunity to take something and remand it back to the design commission. This body has, in the past, considered significant changes to design. In fact, has requested / demanded significant changes in design, not necessarily this commission, but in the past. Which they have been willing to consider in relation to neighborhood concerns or their own concerns.
Can I just say, as a veteran of those discussions, that it is the rare case where we allow the process to effectively bypass the citizens that we have placed in the position of advising us. We do many things well as a body, being the ad hoc planning commission, ad hoc design review commission, and the like. I think tests our limits. And it seems to me that if what they're essentially saying is they want a do-over, there's two ways we do it. We either deny the appeal. We either grant the appeal, and that is the formal way that there's a do-over, or there's a do-over, and they go back and present another plan. But I would be less interested in just having a new design come to us. I would want the full commission to be able to weigh in on any changes. I think the cleaner way of approaching this, therefore, is to grant the appeal.
So I'll chime in on this as well. If we go that route that has been proposed by the applicant, and I want to acknowledge this is beyond 11th hour. This is like seconds before I think we were about to take a vote. And so it comes very, very late in the process. And I think this is exploited or at least highlighted. Maybe that's the appropriate word, an inherent flaw with the process. Because I am not eager to personally revisit a complete rework of this project without going through those other stage gates that are deliberately built into this process for a variety of important reasons. Now, that being said, if the applicant is serious, and it sounds like they are, I don't think they would have put this on the table without being serious about it, there would have to be clarity on exactly what issues we are asking them to come back and rework. And so I'd like to spend a few minutes exploring that. Commissioner Fritz has laid out what her objections to the plan as they currently exist are, and I want to find out if there is agreement with those specific objections or not agreement with those specific objections or differences of opinion. And then I believe that the way Commissioner Fish has just laid it out is exactly the right procedure for us to follow at this particular time. But I want to make sure that we are giving clarity to the applicant about what it is they are to do so that they're not engaged in an expensive and fruitless exercise. So, I'm sorry, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Matt. I can certainly provide, or Linda can give you a copy to the applicant, and I can give you my copy in terms of the criteria that I don't think are met. I'm with Commissioner Fish. I've had a lot of experience in looking through approval criteria and saying, are they met, are they not met, but not in terms of is a new proposal an appropriate design or not. I mean, to chop bits off of the greenway facing front, I don't know whether that then goes against other design criteria that says you shouldn't have so much choppiness in building. I don't know if there even is design guideline like that. So I'm with Commissioner Fish. I don't consider myself a design expert. I know that this doesn't get there, and I think it's really up to the applicant to figure out how to get there.
Well, I'll put a couple of values on the table. First of all, I completely do not buy any of the arguments that we've heard around views, and I want to make that crystal clear. From my perspective, testimony around views that are not protected is not persuasive to me. And given where we are with regard to the planning process, both as it exists today and as it will exist under the 2035 comprehensive plan, one should expect that there will be development along the waterfront on the water side of Fields Park. So if there is anybody here who believes that there will be protected views from the park, I want to quickly dispel people from that belief. There will be development in that area. It is designed for development, it is planned for development, and there will be development. Now the question is, what does that development look like? This is not just any block that has been considered for this location. I want to be clear. I don't think the building is a bad building. There are many design attributes that are very appealing to me, and I think reflect the intentions behind design review, and I think they got it largely right in that regard. However, this location, as I say, is an iconic location, and what we do here with the first development will set the standard for the rest of the development that takes place along that corridor. And the one thing we absolutely can never take back is the location of the building in the Greenway. And it is my belief that we need to aggressively protect that Greenway throughout this process and the development of the parcels to the south of that. And I want to be very clear, the city of Portland is the owner of some of those parcels, and we will hold the city to the same standards that we are holding these private sector developers to as well. So I am persuaded that we should see what the applicant has in mind. We should give them that opportunity because they have put a lot of time and effort and money into the process up to this point. And we should see if we can get to a better project in terms of the location and the Greenway. That's my personal perspective on this.
Mayor, can I make a suggestion?
Commissioner Fish.
I think we have two paths. We can grant the appeal, or we can give them more time to come back with another design. I think it might be helpful to us to test this, what the council view is on Commissioner Fritz's motion. And if for some reason that motion fails, then I think the plan B is to discuss additional time to have them come back. But I think it's worth testing whether the council feels that procedurally it would be best to go back through the process than the ordinary course. So I would call a vote on the Fritz proposal.
Okay, we have an amendment we have a motion on the table. Call the roll.
Fritz. We do often try to get to yes in these kinds of proceedings, and I do appreciate that the applicant chose at the beginning to have this as a de novo or not on the record appeal so that lots of different things could have been brought in and we didn't have to spend that time arguing, is it in the record, is it not in the record. I also particularly appreciated the constructive comments from everybody at the hearing, that it was focused on the approval criteria, that there was very little naming, shaming, or assertions of malintent, and I don't think there is any. For me, the number of modifications all put together shows that this building is trying to do too much on the site area that's been identified. I would like, when it comes back, I'd like to see actual setbacks that are appropriate so that the adjacent property can also develop in a very public-oriented way. I would like to see the height will not be such a problem because if it comes back under the new central city plan, the height will be allowed to be higher anyway. But as Commissioner Fish and the mayor have identified, it is all about the Greenway to me. And I don't believe that the current proposal meets the current approval criteria and the current development standards. And for that reason, I vote aye.
Fish?
I believe the council has two paths before it, both of which have merit. But because of what I see as some fundamental failings in the design of this building, because of concerns that I share with Commissioner Fritz about the approval criteria and because of the precedential effect of our decision here, I vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I could go either way. I have the concerns expressed by my colleagues about the Greenway pinch point and also some other concerns about that Commissioner Fritz just raised. But I also tend to want to be very deferential to our design commission, too. I don't want to be the design commission. So I think that's what gives me maybe the aversion to the last-minute proposal by the applicant to come back to us. It's just putting us and setting us up for spending too much time micromanaging a project of this nature. So I think it's better to just reset and come back to us and come back to the design commission with a new application that hopefully satisfies the concerns that were expressed here today. So I vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
One more point I'd just like to put on the table. We are a growing city, and there will be more height, and there will be more density. And that's not a decision I'm making. That's a decision that was made a long time ago, and it's reflected in our planning process. And we know that going forward, we're going to be living in a taller, more dense community. We're going to ensure that we are living closer to amenities, employment, schools, places of work, places of recreation, transportation options, and the like. So we cannot stop that growth, but we can manage it appropriately. And as I say, I think the development team here, the design team, got it largely right. That being said, because this is an iconic location and because this building will set the standard for that location, I want us to set that standard very high. And I believe this design team and this development team has the capacity in spades to be able to deliver a building that will meet their objectives as well as meet the community objectives and be celebrated for many, many generations to come. And so with that, I will vote with my colleagues. I vote aye. The motion carries. The appeal is approved, and the application is denied.
So before the gavel goes down, this is a tentative vote?
Yes, this is a tentative vote. We will take a final vote on, I'm looking at our amazing council clerk.
2 weeks.
How much time is
left? This is going to require, is Mr. Kleinman present?
Yes.
Given the lack of, the planner who worked on this is out, and there is a kind of a backup of work. If we can do 3 to 4 weeks, do you think we will need, the prevailing attorney needs to provide findings to city attorney and to staff. So if we could, do you have a time in 3 or 4 weeks where you have everyone?
In 3 weeks, Commissioner Fish and you daily will be out.
Why don't we try 4 then?
4. It would be 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning, April 4th.
May I make one final comment?
Commissioner Fritz.
I'd like to first of all thank Lynn Louise for your guidance throughout this hearing and on keeping us all on track. Also, Ben Nielsen, who is on pre-scheduled vacation today. I think he did a fabulous job on this. Mindy Brooks, thank you for answering, as usual, my view corridor questions. And Hilary Adam, thank you for pinch-hitting. And finally, thank you to Claire Adamsick on my staff. It's been precisely 1 week since I got back from my vacation, and she was pulling things together for me at 10 o'clock last night, so I appreciate her assistance greatly.
I think it's important that we also acknowledge the Design Review Commission, because they're probably sitting there now going, what the heck? We put a lot of time and energy into this. Are we not being respected? I want to be very clear. We have tremendous respect for the Design Review Commission. And as you can see, this body maybe has the flexibility to be able to view these same complex design and planning questions, zoning questions, through a slightly different lens. So I want to be very clear to our volunteer members of that commission. This is not in any way intended as disrespect to your hard work. Your hard work has been taken into account, and it has been considered, and we value that input very, very much. So thank you for your service on that. Thank you, everybody. Next.